Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cancer Horizons podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what CURE does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education.
What do you do when your professional training tells you that something might be off with your body, but your doctors disagree? That's the position Kate Lassiter found herself in last year. As a histotech at Theralink Technologies, a facility that specializes in breast cancer research, Kate knew to be diligent with self-breast examinations. After finding a lump, she tried to get a mammogram, but was denied due to her age.
After the appointment, they denied the mammogram, telling me that I was too young because I was 29 at the time, and that it wasn't necessary.
When doctors dismissed the findings of her ultrasound, Kate had to fight to get a biopsy done right away.
I told them, I was like, even if it is fibrous tissue, it's growing very rapidly. Something needs to be done.
8 weeks after finding the lump, Kate was diagnosed with stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma.
It's very aggressive and growing rapidly, especially being grade 3 as well. It had invaded everything.
In today's episode of Cancer Horizons, the 30-year-old Thornton, Colorado native shares her cancer journey, how her job as a histotech helped guide her through her diagnosis and treatment, the important role Ki-67 scores can play in breast cancer treatment.
Knowing the Ki-67 score clearly changed how quickly they wanted to start treatment on me.
The significance of self-advocacy as a patient with cancer.
So it's just very important to be an advocate for yourself and to educate yourself and to try to figure out what you need to ask for, because your doctors don't always do that for you.
And more.
Kate, I'd like to talk a little bit about your cancer experience, the kind of cancer you had, how your symptoms, how you were diagnosed, and what your treatment entailed. So let me just kind of ask you that umbrella question. Take us through your experience, please.
Okay. Well, I found the lump myself just through self-examination. And so I called my OBGYN. It took me 2 weeks to get in with her. She ordered a mammogram and ultrasound, and I went to that appointment, which took me another 4 weeks to get in, and when I got to the appointment, they denied the mammogram, telling me that I was too young, because I was 29 at the time, and that it wasn't necessary, so they only did the ultrasound. When they did the ultrasound, the tech just said that it looked like dense fibrous tissue and that they didn't want to do anything with it. But I am a histotech, so I work in the field. I actually work in a facility that specializes in breast cancer research. And so I know a little bit more than your average person. So I argued with them because I told them that I hadn't been feeling well and that I was, you know, having abnormal symptoms as far as that goes, just complete exhaustion, not being able to eat, just, you know, and having pains in that area. And my lump had also tripled in size since I found it. So I told them, I was like, even if it is fibrous tissue, it's growing very rapidly. Something needs to be done. The radiologist then came in, told me the same thing, that I should just wait and that they could monitor it and I could come back in 3 to 6 months. I didn't take that as an answer. I told them that I wanted the biopsy done. So I finally got the biopsy done 2 weeks after that. So it was 8 weeks after I found the lump. And when they got it back, I had stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma, HER2 positive, grade 3 histological score, and my Ki-67 score was 65%.
65? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Gosh, that's a heck of a key score there.
I know.
Oh, my. Okay, so we know what that means, too, don't we?
Yes, that it's very aggressive and growing rapidly, especially being grade 3 as well. It had invaded everything. So I actually looked at my own H&E because I work in the field, and I had less than 10% normal tissue in my biopsy course.
And what, so, at that point, what kind of treatment did you receive? What was your regimen throughout?
so I received docetaxel, carboplatin, Herceptin, and Perjeta.
Okay. How many rounds do you recall?
I believe I had 8.
Did you also receive radiation?
No radiation, because I had the double mastectomy and I had a complete pathological response. So they didn't do radiation. I just ended up having immunotherapy.
What year were you diagnosed? What is the time frame for your cancer story?
I was diagnosed actually September 7th last year, 2021. I just hit my year mark today or yesterday.
Yeah, you did. So it's been a year since your diagnosis. And when did you receive the remission notice? When were you told that you're now in remission and things are looking better?
It was March 5th.
I want to talk a bit more about your key 67 levels. Because of your job, did you know what that was when that was mentioned to you?
Yes, I did.
Tell me a little bit about your background so that you're aware of what key 67 is.
So because I'm a histotech, I'm actually the one who gets the biopsies and the tissue to put it on slides for the pathologist, and I actually perform the IHCs on the tissue, and I have to make sure before it goes to the pathologist that it actually worked, so I have knowledge of what they mean and what I'm looking for when I'm QCing the slides for the pathologist.
So you've got a background in this. So when they mentioned Key 67, you knew immediately what it was and you knew immediately what that high score meant. Can you talk a little bit about what role your Key 67 score played in the treatment that you received? Was this a discussion you had with your care team?
It was, actually. So I saw the radiologist is the one who told me about it, and she obviously, because didn't know that I had a background in it, explained to me that I needed to start treatment immediately. So they were going to put me as a rush case, in which case I saw the surgeon in a matter of 2 days from my diagnosis. And from there, she told me that they were going to place the port the next week. And I saw my oncologist in between that time, also had a mammogram in between that time, just so they could get better imaging. And in a matter of 2.5 weeks, I was already getting treatment because they were concerned about how aggressive the cancer was.
I see. Okay. Kate, what is your status now?
I am in remission, cancer-free.
Wonderful. I love a happy ending to these stories. What advice would you have for other breast cancer patients regarding the issue of Key 67? As we know, it's not performed everywhere, and there is a bit of controversy around reproducibility on that. You know that from your job, I'm sure.
Yes.
But having gone through this and having had such a high Key 67 score, What are your thoughts reflecting back on that, and what would you like other breast cancer patients to know about the protein and its role in their treatment?
So I would say always being an advocate for yourself, because if I wasn't an advocate for myself, obviously with that high of a Q67 score, it would have been a very different story in 3 to 6 months when they wanted me to wait. And also, I would say that you have to look into things that are important, because, I mean, if people don't know, then they just hear if you're ER positive, HER2 negative, or so on and so forth. You know, they don't necessarily know what that means. But do your own research and figure out what information you need to know, because knowing the Q67 score clearly changed how quickly they wanted to start treatment on me. If they didn't have that score and they didn't perform that test, then, you know, this could have been a slower process and things could have just kept growing and they could have possibly metastasized at that point. So it's just very important to be an advocate for yourself and to educate yourself and to try to figure out what you need to ask for, because your doctors don't always do that for you.
Wonderful. That is great, great advice. And considering your situation, your case, and your story, I hope everyone listens. I'm deeply troubled by the fact that your doctors really just kind of blew you off in the beginning, considering your concerns and the issues and the lump that you found there. That troubles me deeply. I'm really glad that you were aggressive in being your own advocate. Otherwise, this could have gone very, very badly.
Yes. And, you know, the radiologist did apologize to me, and they did present my case to the tumor board afterwards to, you know, just remind everyone that cancer doesn't discriminate with age and that they should take everyone seriously that comes through there. So I at least did appreciate that after the fact they, you know, realized that they made a mistake, but if I wasn't an advocate for myself, I would have been in a very different position.
I hope you have a terrific weekend, and my thanks again for everything. I really do appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcast. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter @cure_magazine or at Facebook @curemagazine.